Okay, we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara is trying to make a proof that Hefker Beis and Hefker even helped to patter something from Meiser. The Haida Omar Dog. But can we try to bring a raya from the fact that they can make an Ibrior and during Shemitah, and extra month is also Hefker? And the Gemara says, no, that's a Din D'oraisa. So here's the raya. Godi shalal luka tachtov, kol anogos boris harihen shal aniyim. You have a field that the owner didn't let the aniyim go and collect the leket, anything that dropped, so the aniyim have a right to collect it. So he didn't let them do that, and he made the godish, he put the big piles of tvua on top of the leket, so the aniyim couldn't get to it. So whatever's touching the ground now, even if it wasn't really leket, it says a din of leket and belongs to the aniyim. And they were a mafkrit. Rom Rav Ami, the shame, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Beis Shammai. This only goes according to Beis Shammai. And it's potter from Meiser. The aniyim eat it and they don't have to take off Meiser. Lechora, it's not really leket. It's really, some of it belongs to the owner, but they were mafkrits. You see, Hefker, Beis, and Hefker. Right, but the Gemara's first Rav Shimon ben Lakish wanted to say this only going to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds it hefker. That's only hefker for aniyim. Is also called hefker and spotter for meiser. But Beis Hillel holds it has to be hefker both for aniyim and for ashirim. It has to be hefker to everybody to be potter for meiser. The ikke Beis Hillel aniyim ochlimu meiser. Going to Beis Hillel, since it's only hefker for aniyim, so they have to take off meiser. It's not hefker for everybody. Hefker that's not for everybody is not hefker. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's not true. Even according to Beis Hillel, that normally if something is hefker for only for aniyim, then it's not potter for meiser. But here, it's hefker to everybody. They were mafkeri completely. And then they said that it's to be taken by the aniyim. So since it's hefker based on hefker, it's potter for meiser. So you see from here that hefker based on hefker is potter for meiser. Where can you bring a raya that hefker beis is potter from meiser? From this case, godish shel tvua, you have a big pile of tvua shelo lukat haleket shel aniyim. And the leket on the ground wasn't given to the aniyim. They weren't allowed to go and take it until he put this whole big pile of tvu on top of it. Kol anogos hashibolim, shenogos ba'aretz hain shel aniyim. Whatever's touching the ground belongs to aniyim, even though it's not leket. The Beis Shammai, the omer hefker aniyim hefker. So in the beginning, Reb Shim ben Lakish felt to say that this is only according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai holds that something is hefker for aniyim is hefker. Lefichach yochel hosif u'pater min ha'meiser. That's why he could add and say that this also belongs to the aniyim, even though it's not, and it's pater for meiser. Avo Beis Hillel eich reshai lehosif alitein hanogos ba'aretz laniyim b'toris leket v'lifter min ha'meiser. Right, it's not hefker because it's only for aniyim. You can't add on to leket, so how could it be pater for meiser? And therefore, the aniyim can take it, but they have to take off meiser. That's what he thought in the beginning. The itga de garsi aniyim v'ashirim ochlim. Kolomer bitmiya. The chigam ashirim ochlim zeh. The ashirim can't eat it. Well, the Beis Hillel ba'in and achiyufkar af l'ashirim. And in order for something to be hefker, according to Beis Hillel, it has to be hefker for everybody. Kedivrei akol mishum knas. And where it says, no, it's not true. Over here, it goes according to everybody. Because really over here the Bezim made it hefker to everybody, and then they said that only the aniyim could take it. Kedivrei akol mishum knas, the kiven to kansu rabbonin v'hifkiru hanogos boretz haru hefker Bezim o potri meisus u'shmamino the hefker Bezim potri min ha'meiser. Here the rabbonin made it hefker to everybody, and then they said the aniyim can take it as leket, and therefore it's potter from meiser. And you have a raya from here that hefker Bezim hefker is potter from meiser. Okay, Mishnah. V'chamishasar bo shulchanos hayoshim v'medina. On the 15th day of Adar, they set up money changers in the Medina. The Rambam says Medina means everywhere outside Yerushalayim. And other Rishonim learn it means in Yerushalayim and outside Yerushalayim, just not in the Mikdash. the Chaf Hei, on the 25th of Adar, Yoshua Mikdash. Then they started sitting in the Mikdash, according to the Rambam. According to others, that means even Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim and Mikdash, what's it called? No, it's the opposite. The Rambam holds Medina is everywhere outside Yerushalayim, but not Yerushalayim itself. And Mikdash includes Yerushalayim. So on Chaf Hei, they set up the money changers in Yerushalayim and in the Mikdash itself. And according to other Rishonim, they set up the money changers in Yerushalayim and other places on Tezvav and in the Mikdash itself on Chaf Hei. Mishiyashvu Mikdash Yischilu L'mashkin. Once the money changers sat in the Mikdash, they started to force people to give the shekel. They want to give it. They went and took a security until they would give it. Now the Shaila, what they did on the 15th. Some say they didn't start collecting the shekelim until the 25th. On the 25th, they started collecting, and somebody who didn't give, they took a mashkin from him. But on the 15th, they only set up the money changers to change the coins, but they didn't start taking the shekel. But they changed coins, that everybody would have a coin that was a mamachzah shekel. And others hold no. That on the 15th they actually started to collect the machzah shekel on the 20th, but they didn't yet take mashkin, right? If somebody didn't want to give, they still gave him time. But if on the 25th somebody didn't want to give, they took a mashkin till he would give it. And some hold that if he didn't give the machzah shekel, they used the mashkin. They sold it and they used it for the machzah shekel. And others hold no, they just held on to the mashkin until the person would actually give the machzah shekel. Esmima Mashkinin, who did they actually force to give a machzah shekel? Right? In other words, not only did the people have to give it, but if they didn't give it, they would take a security and hold on to it until they would give it. Who are those? Who are the people who are really chayiv in machzah shekel? Leviim, Yisraelim, right? Leviim, we'll see as a machlokas later whether Leviim are chayiv or not, but the Mishnah says Leviim are chayiv. Yisraelim, Geirim, Avodim, Mishukhrorim. Avalon Noshim, women are not chayiv. They could give, we'll see, matzah shekel, but you don't force them to give it. Va'avodim and slaves are just like women. And one reason women are not chayiv is because it says ish, called ish ashir den olibo. Another reason is because it's a mitzvah seishazman groma. There's a set time. And even though really you could give it any time, but the time of year is mechayev you that thing. Certain things don't have a set time, but the time is what causes the mitzvah. That's also called mitzvah seishazman groma. Slaves are like women, uktanim, and children. We'll see children over here, there's a big machlokus, whether that means somebody under bar mitzvah or somebody under 20. The gabi machzah shekel, it could be, you have to be 20 to bring machzah shekel. And anything under 20 is considered a cotton. The chol cotton shehiskel aviv lishkol al yado, and any cotton that the father gave the machzah shekel for him, shuv eino posek. He has to do it every year until the kid becomes either 20 or bar mitzvah, according to the different shittas. The reason is because it's like a nether. He did it once, so it becomes like a nether, or it's a takanas chacham. It's a special takana that if a father decided to give a machzah shekel for his kid, he has to continue giving it till he becomes a gavur. You don't force the Kohanim to give a machzah shekel because of Darkei Shalom. The Gemara explains what this Darkei Shalom is. But a Kohen is supposed to give machzah shekel according to this. If a Kohen gives a machzah shekel, he's not doing anything wrong. But we don't force him to give it. Omer lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo ki. Have a kol kohen she'eno shokel chote. It's the opposite. A kohen has to give machzah shekel. So we have that you don't force him, but if he wants to give it voluntarily, can, or he has to give it. Just that we don't force him. Elishar kohanim dorshim mikras eliyatzel. The kohanim don't give, so many kohanim don't give machzah shekel because they make a mistake in drasha that they're not chayiv in machzah shekel. What's their drasha? The chol minchas kohen kol ti yelo seyochel. A mincha that's brought by a Kohen, you burn the whole thing. A regular mincha that a Yisrael brings, so the Kohen takes a handful of the mincha, and that's the kometz, and that's burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it's eaten by the Kohen. But a mincha that's brought by a Kohen himself, he doesn't eat it, because then he would be eating most of the mincha. So what he does is he takes off a kometz, and the whole thing is burnt. So Mara says, why? So therefore, if the Kohanim give Masa Shekel, that means then the Karbonos come partially from Kohanim. So how could the Omer and the Shtei Alechem ever be eaten? The Shirayim, what's left over of the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, is eaten. And Lechem Aponim, and the Lechem Aponim. Shalanu, Heich Nechonim, if they belong to us, how can they be eaten? If they have a Kohen as a part in it. Must be that since they're eaten, Kohanim don't have a part in the Karbonos Sibur. They make the Karbonos, but they don't have to have a part in the Masa Shekel. That's what the Kohanim darshan, and we'll see in the Gemara that's not true. The money changers. So that's the Rambam Shita, and that's the other Rishalim Shita. The Medina means in Yerushalayim and all other places, just not in the Mikdash. The Yesh Mefarshim Bechol Ar Yisrael Lahachlif Matzis Hashekel Medvim Matbea Medinasim. And others say that, and the Rambam says no, it means other places aside from Yerushalayim, but not in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is part of Mikdash. And what did they do? They did it to exchange the coins, that people should be able to exchange their coins for the Matzah Shekel coin. But not that necessarily that they already started collecting the Matzah Shekel. They just were changing the coin, that everybody would have a Matzah Shekel available when they'd start giving it on the 25th. And others, so they've actually started collecting it on the 15th. Yashvu Mikdash, the Vishahoya Hazman Miskarev, is getting close, already to the 25th, 5 days before Rosh Chodesh. Now it was time to get serious. Yashvu v'mikdash kadesh yimar lahavi. Now they already set up these money changers in the mikdash to make sure that people would give their machsa shekel. Hischilu l'mashkein, and they started taking securities. The shein m'diyan, the people didn't bring, so they went and they took security from them until they would bring it. Or if they didn't bring it, they would use the security as the machsa shekel. Lo nashim. The ish ksiv velo isha. It says ish, not isha. And others say, like we said, it's a mitzvah seishas magrama. Velo avadim the hukshala isha. Whatever mitzvah woman's not chayiv in, an eved is also not chayiv, an eved kanani. Uktanim afilu hevi beisiris in hupachos miben esrim. So here the takan chadish is like those opinions that say that a katan is anybody under 20. Right? Even if he's bar mitzvah, but he's under 20, so you don't, he doesn't have to give matzah shekel, or you don't force him to give it. Shuvena posek, and if a father decided to give for his son till he was 20, he has to continue giving till he's 20. Alvim lishkol ayodah hakohanim afal bishachayon matzah shekel, right? Mipnei darkei shalom. Even though kohanim are chayiv to give a matzah shekel, but we don't force them to do it because of darkei shalom. Before we want to explain what this darkei shalom is, what kind of peace is there because not to force the kohanim? Okay, ema mashkin saktanim.
How do they keep track of who? Right,
they had computers. They had what's it called? What did they have here in banks before they had computers? They wrote it down. They had a cheshbon of everybody, whatever.
People coming from all, not just
true. Yeah. So they had a census that they made or whatever. They had people who knew who people were and they knew who part was coming or whatever. They had each city kept records or whatever.
How did they collect the muster?
What?
How did they collect muster?
They had a basement that sent out police officers. How do they collect, what's it called, people owe money, they go to what's it called, the Hotel de Paul, how do they do it? They have a set of records.
How do they know who gave them?
What?
How do they know who gave
them? They had records. I don't know what the big deal is. They have records. Before they had computers, they had records also. They had records for taxes, yeah, before computers. So they knew who paid their taxes, who didn't pay their taxes.
It's a lot of money. Max and Shekel, it's a lot of money.
What?
Is it a lot of money, Max?
Was it a lot of money? It's not enough. Depends on who for who. Eina mashkin saktani. Holid bo atovi. Lemaisi, you don't force them by taking a security, but you do, what's it called, collect machzah shekel from them. Hado de temer mishavi shtei sairis. That's only when they're 13. Avlim lo hedi be sairis lo. But if they haven't yet become bar mitzvah, they didn't have, not reach puberty. No, what it means is, you have to be 13 and bring Beis Cyrus. Then you're a bar mitzvah. So then there's bichlal, no inyan to collect from them. Well, the mashkin, I'm a mashkinin, right, afal pi shehevi Beis Cyrus. But from, this is the gears that we have, but to force them to take a security, even if they're 13, even if they're bar mitzvah, you don't until they're 20. Kaini Masnis and Aim Mashkin Sikohanim, they're a covet. We're not going to get it yet. Okay. Let's see the Takan Khanatin. Holitvoa told me Naktani. You collect from the Khtanim, you just don't force them. Lo Bidor, Aino Bidin Zed, the Af Ain Tobin also. If he hasn't yet become Bar Mitzvah, then you don't even collect from him. not only you don't force it, but he has bar mitzvah. But he's not 20, then you collect, but you don't force. And from 20 on, you force. There's therefore three different ages for a cotton. Cotton shalohedi beisiris ain't tovin also. A cotton that's not bar mitzvah yet. In other words, he's not 13 and already reached puberty, so then he's not bar mitzvah, so you don't even collect from him. Hevi beisiris, if he's 13 and brought beisiris, then you collect from him. Tovin also. Shenasa bezeh bar chiyuva the rabbanon. Then he's only chayim the rabbanon from 13 and on. Aval eima mashkin, but you don't force him because his chiyuv is only the rabbanon. Nasa ben esrim the oz nasa bar chiyuva, when he's 20. That's when he becomes a bar chiyuv. We'll see later on the Gemara says the reason is because it says kol ha'over al pikudim. Pikudim means the ones who were counted in the midbar, and they were from 20 and up. The oraisa, once he becomes a chiyuv, the oraisa kedasimi ben esrim shon of amala af mashkin also. Then we force him. We take a security also.
Why don't we make this deal also on the isha?
That what?
It says any mashkin.
Yeah, we'll see with the isha. That's it. So in any case, what's it called? So the that's one shita. There's another shita that the Rashash says that it's not really till 20. A cotton who is less than 13, you don't collect. Between 13 and 14, you collect, but you don't force. And once he reaches 14, that's when you mamashkin. The what's it called? The Korban Ha'eda learns everything depends on 13. Like we said, there's what's it called? Different shitas. He holds that until he's 13, you don't collect at all. When he's 13, but he has not yet reached puberty, you collect, but you don't force. And when he's 13 and reached puberty, then you force him too, and that's how the Rambam holds. That a person who's bar mitzvah, who's Hadish Te Cyrus, you force him also. Okay. Let's go on. Keni Masnison Ein Mamashnis a Kohanim Ednei Derech Kavod. Okay, it says over here Derech Shalom, Darche Shalom. So the Gemara says that it's not really Derech Shalom; it's Darche Kavod. See what the Takman Chaditin says. Hakavod. So the Gemara changes it, the Mishnah. It's not Darkei Shalom, but it's Darkei Kavod. And he explains what's going on. The eat time of the Ema Mashkin HaKohanim is Darkei Shalom. If the reason that you don't force the Kohanim is because they shouldn't come to fighting or whatever, right, then it should be regular Jews also you shouldn't force. Shouldn't come to fight. Im Kein Yisraelim Nomi Lo Lemashkin Ot Dikabayu Matzino B'chol Mokom Shetiknu Chachom Then they Darkei Shalom Ba'afilu Nochrim Kedishnam Lehu Shol Perak HaNizokim. Right, even Goyim, they make takanas of Darkei Shalom, that there shouldn't be fights. So if we're making a takana not to collect from the Kohanim forcefully, there shouldn't be fights, then the same takana should be made by regular Jews too. So then therefore it says not because of Darkei Shalom, because of Darkei Kavod. Right? Avol mitnei hakavod matzino shecholkim lehem kavod. There's something to give special kavod to a kohen. You give kavod the kibadito, right? The kidashto. So you have to honor him. So we give special kavod to the kohanim yosher israeli. Then it makes a sense. So we made a takana out kavod hachachamim, and we didn't make that same takana because of kavod hayisraeli. Imishum vekidashto imishum shavodus hakorbanos aleihem. The idea being, since the kohanim are constantly being Ovid Avodas HaMishkan, so we don't want to make them feel that we don't appreciate what they're doing, and therefore what's it called, we're going to force them to give Matzah Shekel for the Korbanos. They're not doing enough already for Korbanos, so Mishum didn't make Kovid, we don't force them, but really they have to give Matzah Shekel. Omer Yehuda Heyed Omer Abrachia Taimed the Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Hi, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai holds that a Kohen is chayiv to give Matzah Shekel. How does he know? Ze yitnu. Ze and Gematria is Yud Bei Shvatim Yitnu. All 12 Shvatim have to give, even the Levim, which Kohanim are part of Shevet Levi. Rav Tavi B'Shem Rav HaMenuna Kein Meshivin Chachomim L'Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda said, no, a Kohen is what's it called Chote. Right, because the Kohanim make this drasha for themselves, that how could they possibly give Machzah Shekel and have a portion of the Karbonos, then how could it ever, Minchas Tzibur, ever be eaten? It should all have to be burnt, and we know that's not true, that you eat the remainder. So what did the Chachamim answer of Yehuda? Chatas Yochid Mesa, Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. No, there's a very big difference between something that's a Yochid and something for the Tzibur. Just like a Chatas. A Chatas, that what's it called, that the Bailin died. Or they found they did it with Mechaper with another one. So the halacha is that if it belongs to an individual, it has to die. But if it belongs to the Tzibur, there's no such thing as a Chatas Mesa of the Tzibur. So you see, a chatas that belongs to the tzibur has a different din than a chatas that belongs to a yachid. Same thing over here. A mincha that belongs to a kohen alone has to be burnt. The whole thing. But a mincha that belongs to the tzibur, even though the kohen has a part in it, isn't burnt. And one way of understanding that is that the tzibur is not a shutfis. It's not that everybody has a portion. So the kohen has a portion. His portion should necessitate that the whole thing be burnt. Tzibur is like a corporation. Nobody has an actual portion. But Tzibur owns it as a Tzibur. Whoever's part of the Tzibur. So no Kohen specifically owns a portion in this. He's part of the Tzibur and the Tzibur owns it. But it's not a individual ownership, collective individual ownership partnership. It's a corporation kind of ownership. So same thing. Mincha Sayachid Kreva. Call it the ein mincha satzibur kreva klal. There's a difference between a mincha that's belonged to a yachid of a kohen, and where a kohen is part of the tzibur, and therefore the mincha belongs to him, where it's not burnt. Gemara says the kasha meshivin lo adam dover shein amoda. Now the Gemara stopped this in the middle. What are you bringing a raya to Rabbi Yehuda that there's a difference between a minchas yachid and a minchas tzibur, just like there's a difference between a chatas that belongs to a yachid and a chatas that brings to a tzibur? Do you ask somebody a question on something he doesn't hold? Right? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chatas tzibur is also mesa. Right? Disnan she'ein chatas tzibur mesa. Rabbi Yehuda omer tamus. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. So don't bring him a raya from something he doesn't hold of. But still, it's true. The ikar was that minchas yachid is burnt if it belongs to a kohen, and a mincha, the tzibur, even though the kohen is part of the tzibur and he gave the shkalim, but now it's not coming as a shutfis, it's not coming as a partnership, it's coming as a tzibur. But who moshiv lon, right? Zu lo nidvas yachidhi, right? And the answer, the main thing was not from the chatas, but the main thing was over here. That a minchas tzibur is different than a minchas yachid. And it could be chatas tzibur is not different, but a minchas tzibur is different. The inu meshivan lei kiven shenimtzur al tzibur kemoshu nidvas tzibur. Over here, the mice, since it was given, the money was given to be part of the tzibur, that the karbon should come from the whole tzibur. So it's like a, what's it called, nidvas tzibur is not considered a minchas yachid anymore. Eino chote, afal pisha eino mechuyev lishko, even though he doesn't have to give a masa shekel, the soka daitech amina, the imshokel nimtza korban tzibur kari mishal yachid. And therefore, I might think that since he doesn't have to give, if he gives, he's giving as an individual, he's not giving it to the tzibur. And then a portion of this korban belongs to an individual, it's no good. Kamashalon, eino chote, it's okay. Since he volunteers to give, he's giving it and giving it over to the tzibur, and now it becomes a tzibur korban, even though he gave this voluntarily. La'atzman la'nosim, the kohanim darshan this drasha for their own benefit. Inomi l'daitim, or on their own volition, or etzona. The sforelei the hu drasha gemur, they think that it's an emesid drasha when it's not. V'lohi, can the mefarish gemur, and we'll explain why it's not true. Just because a kohen has a portion in the karbanos tzibur doesn't make it a minchas kohen, because it's a tzibur's mincha, even though the kohen's part of the tzibur, but it's not an individual ownership. Heich necholim disvar lei shehu kariv yachid lefi she'enam rotzim lit heich karban yachid hachi nami no lefi she'enam rotzim litain ein motion yachid, because they don't want to, what's it called, give. Right, because they don't want to give, so they make this drasha that it's as if it's a korban yachid, and the mela you can't eat the shirayim, you have to burn it. Kach mishiv chacham Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the answer that the chacham gave to Rabbi Yehuda? The chacham is for alik Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh. The chacham holik Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh that a kohen does give a master shekel. He's not potter, not like they think. The heshivul Rabbi Yehuda l'shvara. So the shvara l'sheino chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're not chayiv. They could give if they want, but they're not chayiv. Im kain lama ka'omer deino chote. If he can't, doesn't have to give them, why take, aren't they right? That you can't give, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat the shirayim of the korban ha'omer and any other minchas tzibur. Hari kamosha cholek tzibur miyachid b'chatas hachinami mechalken b'mincha sheminchas yachid kreva kol v'imkein chote nami b'masher ne'echeles. So just like we see that there's a difference between a korban yachid and a korban tzibur of chatas, there's a difference between a minchas yachid and a minchas tzibur. The kasha meshivin hamak shelo shovik lasuke milson the Rabbi Tarpin. So before they stopped the question in the middle and they said, what are you asking Rabbi Yehuda a question on something he doesn't agree with? You're selling him just like a chatas tzibur is not mace. And a chatas yochid is, so too a minchas tzibur is eaten, and a minchas yochid is not. What are you trying to bring a proof to Rabbi Yehuda on something he doesn't hold on? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chatas tzibur is also mace. There's no difference between yochid and tzibur legabe a chatas. Hu moshiv lon, Rabbi Yehuda meshiv lechachomim. So the Gemara said, okay, the main proof is not from the chatas, that's irrelevant. The main thing is that there's a difference between a minchas yochid and a minchas tzibur. Because if minchas tzibur is not a shutfis where the kohen is an actual part. And Rabbi Yehuda will answer you and say no. Zu lo nidvas yochid hi. Kolomer lo domi hai nedovah dishkolim l'shari nedovos. This nedovah is not similar to other nedovos. Yochid. The kulo nidvas yochid. Lo masri lo klal l'tzibur. When a person volunteers to give something he doesn't have to give, he's bringing as an individual. But over here where he gives it over to the tzibur, he's not giving it as an individual anymore. He's volunteering to be part of the tzibur. He says like this, since they don't have to give, so we're afraid they don't give it to the tzibur 100%. If they would give it to the tzibur 100%, you're right, there's a difference between a minchas yachid and a minchas tzibur. But we're afraid since the kohen doesn't have to give the shekel, he's not going to give it to the tzibur 100%. He's going to make it as if it's his own donation that he has a portion in. And therefore, it looks like it's partially the mincha of a kohen, and it's eaten. So even though mi'ikra din, it's not like that. If he what's it called, the chatchila, we don't make him give. But if he gives, we take it from him, because we assume that he's giving it to the tzibur 100%. He's not sinning if he gives. But he doesn't have to give. Because we're afraid that if he does give, he may not give it to the tzibur completely. Kivin sheninpsar, the svar leg lo azlin and basar et solnom, ela de la masro. Vlachain svar leg the kohen she'eno shok el chotek. We don't go after what their rotzen is. We go after the maisha, they gave it to the tzibur, it's a tzibur. That's what Yochanan Zakeh holds. And therefore, not only can he give it voluntarily, he has to give it. Because once he gives it, it's surely not a minchas kohen anymore. Chotek, if he doesn't give, he's sinning. The whole idea that the Kohanim thought that they don't have to give because it'll become a minchas kohen is not true. So Mela, they have to give. Okay, let's go on. Ksiv, kol ha'over al pikudim. Says by Machzah Shekel, kol ha'over al pikudim. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechem, Yechad, Omar, kol ha'over biyama. One of these, Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemiah, said it means anybody who crossed the Red Sea. That's all Jews, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, they all have to give Masa Shekel. The Charana Omer, the other one said, called the Ovra Pekudayo, or anyone who was counted as part of the census in the Midbar, meaning only from 20 years old and on, and the Kohanim and Levim were not counted like everybody else. The other ones went before Moshe and were counted, they came to be counted. And Moshe went to the Levim and Kohanim and counted them. So they weren't over al Pekudim. They didn't come to be counted. They stayed where they were and were counted in their place. So they're exempt. Messiah el Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, right? Man de Omar called the Ovar Biyama, the one who says that whoever went through the Red Sea, right, Yitain Messiah Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. That's like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that Kohanim are chayiv to give Masa Shekel, because they also went through the Red Sea. Man de Omar called the Ovar al Pikudayo, the one who says anybody who went through the census, right, Messiah ben Bukhri, Yosek ben Bukhri, that the Kohen doesn't have to give. If he wants to give, he can. He's not doing anything wrong, like we explained. Why I think he would be doing something wrong, because I might think he's not giving it to the tzibur. It becomes like a portion of his korban, and he couldn't eat it. So that's not true. But he doesn't have to give, because it's only the people who passed through the census that had to give, not the people the census went to them. So they're tackling. Called the Ovar B'yam, the Kohan Levim, Novar B'yam. The Kohan Levim also went through the Red Sea. V'achi kamar korat. How do you run the pasuk? It says kol over al pikudim. What is up to the Red Sea? Kol ha'over asher ovru b'yam suf al ha'pikudim bein shenimnu levadim bein shenimnu im Yisrael. Kula. You have to learn the pasuk like this. Kol ha'over, whoever went through the Red Sea, al ha'pikudim, right? And now they're going to be counted. Doesn't make a difference if they're counted by coming to you or you to them, because the over is not going on the census, it's going on Yamsu. Kol over ala pikudim, what's it called, whether however they were counted or chayiv kula mitnu trumas Hashem v'chadashi v'kesef pikudei ha'eda v'hu misper b'nei Yisrael below levim. I says kesef misper pikudei ha'eda, and it doesn't include the levim. They had a separate counting, right? Ha'hi b'trumas adonim v'chadashi, that's not by the Masa Shekel. That was the other truma that they gave for the sockets of the Mishkan. The Lekulei Alma ain't Kohanim Levim Chelik Bohem. There, everybody agrees that the Kohanim and Levim didn't have to donate towards the sockets. Amal Haikra B'Truma Shkolim, the Korban Island. This pasuk's talking about the Masa Shekel. We said there were three different trumos that they took. So Masa Shekel, Kohanim also have to give. Called the Ovra Pikudai, and the other man, the Omer, says no. Called the Over means those who pass through the census. Behind Yisrael Levadim, that's only regular Jews. She'ovru apikudim l'fnei Moshe, they came to be counted. Aval Kohanim Levim lo ovru l'fnei Moshe, the Kohanim Levim didn't come to be counted. Elahu halach l'pischei aleihem u'mon al-sam, he went to them and counted them. So they're not over al apikudim. But if you split the pasuk, you say kol over abayam al apikudim, right? And then however they were counted, then that includes Kohanim. Okay, they say from here that could be that since a Kohen didn't have a part in the Korbanos Tzibur, so there's a Pesamim Rosh that says a Kohen is potter from Musaf, Davening Musaf. The holy name of Musaf is only connected to Korbanos. And the Kohanim, they made the Korbanos, but they didn't have a Chelik in the Korbanos Tzibur. So they say from that, if that's the case, and somebody under 20, according to those Shitas that hold, that they also didn't have to give Machzor Shekel, shouldn't be able to daven Musaf. Should only have people davening Musaf who are 20 and older, and there is such a kepeda. But others say no, that even though they didn't have a chelik in the Masa Shekel, but when they brought the Karbonis, they brought it for them also. So they didn't have to have an active part in it, but Lamaisa, it was brought for everybody. Even the people who didn't bring Shkalim, it was brought for them also, and therefore person under 20 or a woman, they say according to this a woman also, if you hold that she's not chayiv in Masa Shekel, also shouldn't have to what's it called daven Musaf.
Why only Musaf? Why not Shekel?
Because those are not only Gavi Karbonos, those are Takana Kenegan Avos or whatever. Musaf is totally only because of the Korban. Okay, there wasn't a special Takana to daven except what's it called except because of the Karbonos Musaf.